550 Palestinians were released from Israeli prisons on Sunday evening in the second and final phase of a prisoner swap deal between Hamas and Israel, where 1,027 Palestinian prisoners were released by Israel in exchange for captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit.
I cannot express my feelings in words. Not one word to describe how much I feel this moment with my family, friends, and loved ones.
The freed prisoners were received by thousands of cheering family members and friends gathered in Ramallah to receive them. Out of the 550 freed prisoners, two are from Jerusalem al-Quds, 506 are from other parts of the West Bank, 40 from Gaza, and two are Jordanian. Also, Israel released 55 out of the 164 under the age of 18-year-old Palestinian prisoners and 6 out of the 11 female prisoners.
We are happy for our return, but we would be much happier if all the prisoners were freed. The main priority for our leadership should be the freedom of all prisoners, because the suffering inside the prisons is unimaginable.
Before the release of the prisoners, confrontations broke out between the anticipating Palestinian youth and the Israeli occupation forces in front of the Israeli Ofar prison, where the West Bank prisoners were released from. 25 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were wounded.
Our celebration is not complete. It's not in its place. We still have brothers and comrades in Israeli prisons that we have lived with for years. I ask Abu Mazen and the Palestinian factions to increase efforts in order to free our incarcerated brothers as soon as possible and without exceptions.
400 out of 550 prisoners released on Sunday have finished two-thirds of their sentences.
Since the first phase of the prisoner exchange, Israel has detained approximately the same number of Palestinians that it freed 2 months ago. Now the Palestinians have concerns that Israel will replace the 550 prisoners freed today with the same numbers of Palestinians in its jails within the next few months. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.